Zimbabweans from various walks of life are divided over the First Lady's role following her entrance full-time into politics. It's really a mixed bag, but in Manicaland, most people like James Mdenda of Padare says Ms. Mugabe is not as popular as some in her party would want her to believe, adding a presidential bid will not succeed.
Well, as everybody is aware that she came into politics very recently, and her coming into politics recently, by virtue of her being married by the president, people respect the president, people respect her because of her being married by the president. That is where the support is. Suppose if she was not a first lady, just like any ordinary citizen, the question is, will she be enjoying the same support she is getting, the same respect she is getting?
There is belief among many in the country that the First Lady is gunning for her aging husband's position to protect her family interests, resulting in fissures growing in the ruling party ahead of its annual conference in Victoria Falls. Mdenda says the First Lady's road to the presidency would not be as easy if she decides to become a contender.
Yes, she has support in her party, and their ambitions for her to become the president of the country, that's another tricky area or another issue, because there is a belief in ZANU-PF where the ZANU-PF people believe this country can never be ruled by a woman. So she wants to come from a party which believes this country cannot be ruled by a woman. I think it is going to be an uphill task for her.
Coordinator David Mutambirwa of the Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Association says in his point of view, the First Lady, despite her work with orphans and the disadvantaged, does not have meaningful support from women in particular to warrant ambitions for the highest office in the land.
There is no support, as far as I'm concerned, which is associated with Grace Mugabe. Apparently, she's only enjoying the structures which are being manipulated in order to perpetuate into power. And this is motivated by a number of factors, one being the resources which have been accrued over a period of time by the first family, which she needs to protect at all costs. In another scenario is what I personally call new monarchical order syndrome, which is actually a scenario all over the world where the political elite are motivated to actually guide the political outcome of future generations using structures. By structures, I mean.
He says the entry of Ms. Mugabe into active politics has so far seen many casualties within a short space of time, a thing that may work against her in the future. Mr. Mtambirwa says those that seem to support her in ZANU-PF only do so to allegedly protect their ill-gotten wealth.
The syndrome is taking center stage, but this is also used, they use structures to perpetuate their hegemony. On the issue of the gender disparity, I feel that the entrance of Grace Mugabe in the political arena is actually reduced the gains which has been done over the years. We have seen the merciless dissemination of Maimujuru. To me, it shows that the gains which have been accrued are now eroded. Coming on to the people who seems to be supporting Mugabe, these are people who have benefited from the hegemony of ZANU-PF. And it's not that they like it, but they are protecting their interests.
Zimunya resident Godfrey Makoni agrees with Mutambirwa.
What I think is her view. She might think she has created a royal family where support is guaranteed by tradition. But in this respect, I think she is misplaced. The women, even in ZANU-PF, on the streets, they talk against. People do not respect her, but fear her and her husband, in fact. And if misconstrued for support, it's most unfortunate.
Makoni says efforts by the so-called Generation 40 group in ZANU-PF to push the First Lady into the presidency may just be a pipe dream.
It's a dream which will never come true. I think if ever there should have been a woman who could have come up to take up the highest office, it could have been Joyce. At the moment, I see a different person altogether. Maybe Mnangagwa, but Mnangagwa is to fight it out because there are some hidden, powers. This is called G40. They'll soon come up with a replacement if Mnangagwa does not meet their demands or their expectations.
But the political activist and Mutare resident Eve Charengwa is the point that Ms. Mugabe can get what she wants as long as Mr. Mugabe is still around and supports him.
We are saying she can get the highest office as long as the husband is still alive and she has been mentored or modeled or she can be elevated to that because of his husband's support.
Mutare lawyer Pasmonya Kureba concurs with Charengwa.
Am I Dr. Grace Mugabe? One must remember that she is the secretary of the Women's League in ZANU-PF. And if you go to the history of her ascendancy to that post, it was a popular rise throughout the provinces of ZANU-PF and throughout the country. She received immense support from ZANU-PF women in ZANU-PF, and also that support that she has among women is enough for her to rise and ascend to the office of the president of this country or vice president if she so wishes. So I think that support can never be doubted. It is an unwavering support. Wherever she has gone, you have seen all the women in ZANU-PF converging there.
Ms. Nyakureba says the first lady is capable of becoming the country's next leader, adding the only thing needed for her side is the ambition.
In the urban area, so she has got a critical mass of people that can propel her to that position. But in addition to that, she has also managed to gain support among critical elements of ZANU-PF, that is its structures and also other pillars that support ZANU-PF. Like the war veterans, the division, there are those who support here. If you go, there are even allegations that among the securicos, she also has got support. So she has got enough support to ascend to any office that she wishes to do, if she so wishes.
With so much happening in ZANU-PF, only time will reveal the First Lady's real plans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.